Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from Outkick.com. Glenn Gilbo, who covers the SEC and NFL for Outkick.com. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. Glenn, I thought about you. You and I were talking, and I hit the Sean Payton press conference. And he basically alluded to the fact that, hey, I probably wasn't the number one choice here. Yeah. Wow. And so you and I were talking about that. It's funny. We'll talk about Peyton first and get to the Saints about, man, how many times that really happens in college and in pro football. We brought up about situations at LSU, situations in the NFL, that sometimes you're not somebody's first choice, but you end up being the pick. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And it ended up – it. Look, at one time, I think the Broncos' real number one choice was Jim Harbaugh, and that didn't work out. They went to Jim a second time after Jim had told them no, and then they kind of swung it to D'Amico Ryans, and D'Amico's deal is, I think I'd rather the Houston job. I don't know why. I don't know why I'd take that job over Denver.
The whole thing, and Glenn, the thing
but
about
come
this,
down to it, yeah. Sean got the job.
Well, I mean, yeah. D'Amico Ryan can't coach Russell Wilson.
No, he's a defensive coach.
And I don't know, maybe I'm just a homer here, but I think Sean Payton could do a better job with Russell Wilson than Jim Harbaugh. I mean,
Jim did a pretty good job with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, but but Russell Wilson's not a scrambler now.
Not anymore. Not what Colin was. Glenn, but your thoughts on that I think it's a good fit, to be honest with you. Payton to Denver, he'll bring some toughness, some culture there. And I think also some focus on details that last year, if you watch the Broncos, they weren't focused on squat, nothing. Now, their defense could play, but their offense was terrible.
Yeah, and I think it's hard to believe that Payton would be the third choice, but I'm hearing that more and more. But I tell you what, I think of those three coaches, he's clearly the best coach and best candidate out of Harbaugh and Ryans. You know, Ryans is kind of like a first round draft choice, kind of like Sean was when the Saints hired him. So he, you know, he's a up and comer. I mean, to me, what Payton did so quick in New Orleans after what he inherited was just unbelievable. And then he not only won the Super Bowl, he really sustained the excellence in New Orleans. I mean, he won four straight NFC South titles after his suspension, you know, and after going through 3-7-9. So he built the team really two or three times while he was in New Orleans. And all the while, he had one of the best offenses in the NFL every year. And, you know, he was a combination of being real smart, but not afraid to gamble, like with the onside kick in the Super Bowl and with Taysom Hill. You know, he's always got a little something different going on. So I think when you add everything up, he's clearly the hottest candidate of those three. And I think he's about the best new hire probably in years in the NFL. I don't think he'll do a great job quickly at Denver, but I think eventually he's going to be really good there.
Now, Glenn, when you look at the Saints and the moves they've made, and a lot of fans are saying, why, you know, and obviously we know Dennis Allen is his baby, the defense, and he's the D coordinator. So you could be called a D coordinator with the Saints, but that's in title only. But a lot of fans are saying, what about the offense? Why are we worried about the defense? I'm looking, we finish, second-ranked pass defense, allowing just 184 yards a game, and we didn't allow more than 20 points in the final eight games, so I wish we'd have started that way. I always say this in September, but it seems like where we were offensively that we need to have changes. But what's your take on that, where the Saints are at with that?
Yeah, I don't like where the Saints are going with offense. I mean, I think they need a new offensive coordinator. Pete Carmichael has been solid, but, you know, his whole MO is with Peyton, and I'm sure he could have left if he wanted to a couple of times, but it's not like he's ever been a hot commodity as an offensive coordinator when people are making the hire. So I think the Saints should have made a change there probably last year. And, you know, quarterback's an issue, too. Those two are kind of at the hip. I think the defense is fine. I mean, I don't know about hiring a coach fired from the Browns as they did
Joe Woods.
Yeah, Joe Woods. Now, you know, Ryan Nielsen, they should have done something to keep him. To me, that's your defensive coordinator. They should have made him defensive coordinator last year. Of course, Ryan probably wants to get away from Dennis Allen because he's the defensive coordinator. He's doing a good job.
To be his own guy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that. But, you know, still you could have made a better hire. I like the Todd Grantham hire now, the new defensive line coach for the Saints. He actually turned down the defensive coordinator job at Alabama before Nick hired Kevin Steele last night. Grantham is a great coach, and he's got a lot of NFL experience before his college experience. As a D-line coach, and he was the D.C. with the Browns 2005-2007. So I think the defense, you know, will be good again. I'm just worried about where the offense is going.
Glenn, one of the things, you and I both watched Todd Grantham be the defensive coordinator, and at different places. Man, he reminds me of Greg Williams. A lot of times he takes a lot of chances blitzing. Now, again, he's not making those calls. Dennis Allen will. But if you look at his defenses in college, man, a lot of them would take a lot of chances, send in extra people. He's all about putting heat on the quarterback. It depends on who the quarterback is. Bobby always says it, man, if you got an experienced quarterback, he wants you to blitz.
Oh, yes. But, yeah. You can attack a blitz.
And that's come and go in college football. But Todd Grantham was always about pedal to the metal. I'm coming after you. And you better make that throw because I'm hitting you at quarterback.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always great to have good minds on your staff, regardless of what position they might be in. I just hope Dennis gets along with Todd better than Sean got along with Greg Williams, right?
Well, it couldn't be no worse.
But, I mean, he was a great defensive coordinator. No, there's no question about it, Greg Williams. And I think Grantham will really help the Saints as well. And you know, I think they got as good a defense as anybody. They were fifth in the NFL this year. They just need some help on the other side.
Glenn, what is your take? Because I was talking about this at the beginning of the show, that and money's always involved when you're dealing with the salary cap. And but Saints fans, they're not too high on maybe if the Saints would go in that direction with Derek Carr. Versus Andy Dalton. You know, Derek Carr is going to be 32 years of age. Andy Dalton's 35. But if you look at their first nine seasons, it's like identical. Whether you're talking about completion percentage, yards per game, touchdowns, interceptions, it's like the same guy. But Derek Carr is looking to get paid over $30 million, where I think probably with Andy Dalton, for sure you can get half of that probably with him. What would you take going forward with the quarterback position? Now, I think you want to draft a young guy, get him in here, and I still think Andy Dalton would be that bridge guy that maybe you're not winning anything, but you look at towards the future, because this is not an opinion. This is what happened this year. Do you know for the majority of the season, Andy Dalton was top 10 out of the 32 starting quarterbacks? Now he finished number 11. So he was like number 7 to number 11. Now, you can't throw and catch the ball. When you look at drop passes, there wasn't much difference between 7 and 10 and 10 and 7. I'm just telling you right now, end season, maybe we didn't make the postseason or only had 7 wins. And I think Mickey Loomis knows that.
And the other thing, too, is if you don't run the ball any better than you did this year, man, you're in a heap of trouble again in 2023. You can't be a pedestrian running team.
Is there any way the Saints can get Aaron Rodgers?
Bobby's all for that.
Oh, yeah. That's a different conversation.
I think it would be perfect for Aaron. Warm weather, inside, new place to be. You know, I think that's what I would like to see. I think you're right, though. I think Andy Dalton is a really good bridge guy who can do the job. He was pretty good this past year. They just seemed like a messed up team. I mean, when they played good defense, they didn't play good offense. Andy had good stats, but he kind of didn't make the big plays when you needed them.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
The receivers really have something but Glenn, when you say the receivers have something to do with that, everybody wants to stroke Chris Olave, this great rookie. He can't hold Marcus Colston or Michael Thomas's jock. He was good to very good. Also, he's a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, you should be. You play 17 games, you should be a 1,000-yard receiver. I look at contested catches. I don't see that big receiver, strong receiver right now on that Saints roster.
What they should have to get. I think you got to rebuild your line, but I think you got to go out and get a big, thickly built receiver. Contested,
like the Eagles
move
did.
The chains.
Look at
A.J.
Brown.
They went get A.J. Brown.
Yes, like that kind of guy.
They got so many things they need on offense, and the tough thing is I always thought Breeze made bad receivers look average and average receivers look good and good receivers look great. You know, he made names out of receivers who didn't do nothing before him and not much after, kind of like Jimmy Graham, really.
Glenn,
made a lot of millionaires
throughout
his career.
Glenn, I want your opinion.
And Sean's part of that, too.
No,
he made Sean a multimillionaire.
And, Glenn, I want your opinion on this because, who gets the most credit? Is it like Bill Belichick or Tom Brady? Or is it right. Sean Payton and Drew Brees? And they say, hey, Barry, just because you're a quarterback. I'm telling you, Tom Brady helped build Bill Belichick the mystique where he's at right now. Look at post-Tom Brady. And then it'd be interesting to see, but he's going to have Russell Wilson. I think Drew Brees made Sean Payton more than Sean Payton made Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's a tough argument. A lot of the guys at OutKick think, that I talked to, they think Sean Payton's overrated. And they said he had Drew Brees, and some of that's true. And Sean did go 7-9 three straight years, but Drew Brees was not really doing great when he was at the Chargers before he came to the Saints. You could say Peyton kind of really helped him. And if you remember, teams weren't going crazy to try to get Brees when the Saints got him. Remember, Saban didn't want him. That was a mistake of his career, but. I think it was kind of, maybe 60-40 or something. I think Drew definitely helped Sean, but I think Sean helped Drew's career a lot too.
Glenn, your thoughts on Kevin Steele? I know you've known him for a long time. He has bounced around the SEC, and your thoughts on – because seemingly people sometimes get upset about, why they want to hire a coach they know. Okay, that's the business. Okay, you hire people that you're familiar with. Steele's been on Saban's staff, three different times?
Yeah, three times.
Yeah, this is the third time.
So your thoughts on Kevin Steele, because I think he's just keeping the seat warm, because there's another guy that the SEC don't want to deal with, the former Tennessee head coach, that I think eventually will get that spot.
Yeah, Nick could hire Jeremy Pruitt as an analyst this year and skirt the NCAA infractions that, you know, Pruitt will bring to whatever job he gets, possibly, and then move Pruitt in after the statute of limitations, possibly. Yeah, I was talking to your son, Bobby, about Kevin Steele at the Senior Bowl. Kevin Steele's one of those guys who he had enough of Saban after 1 year back in 2007, and he switched from coordinator to linebacker coach when Saban promoted Kirby Smart, and then he was gone. Like a lot of coaches, they can only take working for Saban for a year or two, but they keep coming back. And this is the second time that Steele has come back, because you know you're going to make money, you know you're going to be on a great team and have a chance to win it all. But, yeah, he used to joke with me about Saban when Steele was at LSU briefly under Les Miles. But, you know, he's tough to work for, but they keep coming back to him, and Steele knows what Saban wants. And hopefully, and I'm sure Steele's thinking that Nick is a little mellower now than he was in 2007.
No, well, I'm not real sure about that.
Hey, so Glenn, if you look in your crystal ball, and now we're going into a new decade. You know, you look at the 21st century, obviously, what Saban has done in Alabama, and then they still have the number one recruiting class.
That's unreal.
Where do you put
without two coordinators? He's trying the number one class without a coordinator.
Both of them.
No, but what I'm asking you is that. Do you think Georgia has overtaken Alabama or not yet? So what's your take on that?
Well, I would say they have overtaken them because
I think you're right.
Because they've won it two back-to-back, whereas Clemson, you know, they didn't win it back-to-back. But Clemson was kind of where Georgia is now. But I think Georgia looks a little stronger than Clemson did. So yeah, I mean Nick is behind, you know, and that's not a position he's used to, but he's still recruiting really well, and you know, it's going to be interesting because both Alabama and Georgia will be throwing new quarterbacks out there, and Georgia might be throwing a new offensive coordinator out there too if Todd Monken leaves, who really turned around Georgia.
Glenn, that was going to be my next question to you. Because Kirby sort of handed the offense over to Monken, and he's done a fabulous job with that. And, man, he's getting a lot of looks at the NFL, and that's going to be hard to turn down.
Like to see him coaching the Saints. I'll tell you what, Todd Monken, I'd like to see him as the Saints coordinator. But I don't know if that's going to happen. The Saints are just
experience
kind of playing
Glenn,
everything.
Glenn, what, the Jaguars, right yeah. And now, Glenn, what about you look at the SEC? And we always put a lot of emphasis on the quarterback who's coming back. Boy, I like where LSU's at with Jane Daniels. How can you not?
In comparison Alabama,
yeah,
Georgia
and Alabama, Georgia, right?
Well, when you bring it back, Jane Daniels. And, you know, the recruiting that Brian Kelly's put together, you know, LSU might be picked to win the West or second in the West at SEC Media Days this year. I mean, I think they're going to be a favorite. But, hey, right now they're not the best team in the state, right? Tulane finished ranked higher than them and has a better win than any of LSU's wins that went over USC. So they got to be the best team in the state first, right?
You got to win the state championship. Yeah, that's like Texas Longhorns.
Bobby's going to hit the Longhorns with that one.
Yeah, yeah, come on. You got to beat the likes of TCU and Texas Tech and all before you state champs.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. We really appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Glenn.
Okay, y'all take it easy. Thanks.
All righty. Glenn Gilbo from Outkick.com talking about certainly the NFL, SEC. And there is no, say, off season anymore. Everything's happening. Coaching changes, player changes, recruiting, transfer portals, you name it. We'll be back here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.